and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Yesterday on the news, you might have seen, or even if you were downtown Toronto, you might have seen a dude walking around town with a massive pink canoe on his head. Just walking down the street.
The guy under that is Andrew Metcalf, and he is doing it to raise money for breast cancer.
He's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning.
How's it going, buddy? It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. This is great.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Oh, well, where's home?
Etobicoke area, okay, in sweet. Toronto.
Before we get into why you're doing this, why Portage?
You know what? I kind of thought everything's kind of been done before, running, walking, cycling. And I kind of took this up all by myself, and I thought it'd be really hard to ignore a pink canoe at the side of the road for a crazy amount of kilometers.
I've portaged before. Have you ever portaged anything, Mocha?
No.
You never portaged a canoe?
Nope.
It is an unholy experience. There is nothing fun about portaging a canoe.
Well, you got all that weight on your head.
It's insane what you're doing. So what's your deal? Are you waking up every day and then portaging a little bit and then going back home? Or where are you? What are you doing?
No, I'm going to take a couple of days rest just at home and spend some time with the family. I haven't seen them for like 36 days.
Yeah.
So it's nice just to be back and see them all and actually see my dog.
So how far have you portaged?
Just over 800 kilometers now, and
what?
I still have another four to go. So
where did you start, and what's the route you've been taking?
I started at Kingston City Hall, went up to Ottawa, checked out the Parliament buildings and all that, then cut across 60 to Huntsville, down to Barrie, and down Yonge Street to Toronto, and getting ready to head out to Windsor soon.
And how long are you going at a stretch before you have to put the canoe down and take a rest?
You know what? I've got pretty good. At first, I could only walk for like 20 minutes, but now I can push like upwards of an hour now before I have to break.
Holy crap. And how long do you break for?
Five to 10 minutes, and then I keep going.
And who in your family has been dealing with cancer?
Well, my mom, grandma, and aunt all had breast cancer. My aunt, unfortunately, did pass away with it in March of 2005.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to give back to the Canadian Cancer Society because I really appreciate what they did for my mom when she was going through her diagnosis and treatment.
And what's the status with your mom right now?
Thankfully, she's still in remission to this day, so that's 15 years, which is great, great news.
And what was the conversation you had with your mom before you decided to do this?
You know what? That was a long talk because she did not want me doing this like by myself, like just a mother worrying and all that. So she's totally on board now, behind me 100%.
Do you have anyone following you while you do this just in case something, you know, in case you feel sick or tired or like, is somebody following you just to make sure everything's okay?
You know what? At times I am by myself, but people have been great. Just complete strangers looking after me, offering bottles of water at the side of the road, meals, and even a chance to stay at their place, which beats the tent any day of the week.
And how are you raising money for this?
I'm taking donations online through my website at pinkportage.com, and that's
it. Sounds like a strip bar. how much money have you raised so far?
I'm around 17,000 now, which is crazy because my goal was only 5,000. And
wow.
It's just kind of taken off right now. So just thank you. Like, it's great to begin the support from my home city.
That's incredible, dude. Well, and where can people come and find you? Like, where are you going to be next?
I plan to be making my way to Hamilton. So I'm going to be going through Oakville and Burlington in the next couple days when I leave Thursday morning. On my site, there's actually a GPS tracker, and you can kind of find where I am at any time.
Also, you have a giant pink canoe on your head.
So, yeah.
You're pretty hard to miss, dude.
Hard to miss.
Andrew, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show, man. All the best.
Oh, thank you guys just for having me, really. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.